Good morning. We're learning Chayei Adam, Klal Amadalat Siman Hey. And he's discussing when is the time for the Mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. He discussed until now when it's the earliest you can read it. According to most Rishonim, it starts by Seisa Kavavim. The question is, how long does that Zaman continue? So the Torah says that the Kriyat Shema of Alayla is to be read B'shach Pecha while you are lying down. The more as a machlokes, does it mean while the person is actively going to lie down, while you are lying down, the active verb of lying, or while you're in the passive state of lying in bed, which will continue throughout the night? We paskin that b'shach b'cha means while the person is in the passive state of lying in bed throughout the night. So that's his mana kriya shema. So his mana kriya shema is the whole night. Like any mitzvah, we have a concept of Zvizim Adim and the mitzvahs. So therefore, the next step is that the best time to read Kriya Shema would be the beginning of the night in order to make the concept of Zvizis when it comes to the mitzvah. The next question is, even though the Zman is the whole night, did the Chachamim put any type of Gedorim in with the concern that a person waits too late, he might end up forgetting? And therefore, a person has to read it by a certain time, not wait till all the way to the end of the night. And the next question is, the last question is, what do we mean by the end of the night? Do we mean Alos HaShachar, or do we mean the sunrise? The Torah describes it not based on the terms of day or night, but the time that people are lying down. So even though maybe halakhically it's no longer night, but it's still the time that people are lying. So the Chayyadim goes through many of these points. So number one, the Chachila Mitzosa Miyad B'Tzeisek Chachavim. This is the language of the Shulchan Aruch, that the Chatzilah person should read Kriya Shema at the beginning of the night, by Tzitzik HaChavim, and that the Noisei Kalim explained is because of the concept of Zvizim Makdim and the Mitzvahs. So it's not a halachically binding time. A person will fulfill the Mitzvah afterwards as well. It's just preferred to do it at the beginning of the night because of Zvizim Makdim. We mainly Panai. If he's not available, he's learning with others, and he can't interrupt his learning, and that would possibly disrupt the learning schedule of all the other people. So by doing so, we're going to say that it's important that he should maintain his class that he's giving, the shiur that he's giving, teaching Torah to others, and that will override the concept of Zrizim Adim and the Mitzvahs. So even though we have a mile of Zrizis, as Jesus is a mila, whenever you're discussing something which is a mila, you can measure it against other considerations as well. Discuss whether those other considerations will override this mila versus other milas. So we're told that the mila of a shir of Torah Barabim is considered a mila greater than the mila of Zvizim Akdivin, and therefore it's not a problem for him to wait till later. So how long can he go? So the Chayyadah says, Man Archatzais. So he can wait. He can adopt with a minion. They're both two minyan are available. He has any time until Chatzais to daven Kriya Shema. Daven Kriya Shema. Now we just said that the time of Shkiva is the whole night. So why Chatzais? So Chazal introduced, according to this opinion, a Sayog, a protection for the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, the concern if you wait too late, you're going to forget and then end up falling asleep and never read Kriya Shema. And they said the person should not push up Kriya Shema until after Chatzos. This is the opinion, the Machlok is in the Mishnah, this is the opinion of many Mishnahim that we pass, and that the Zaman of Kriya Shema is until Chatzos. If, however, he didn't read it until that time, according to some Rishonim, he's allowed to read the Chachila after Chatzos. According to other Rishonim, even if he's not allowed to, but that it's not clear that they bid Yavid, the Chachamim told you not to do it, you'll be losing the mitzvah by doing so. So they said, continue to read even after Chatzos. Now, but that heter is only until Mura Shachar. Now we're going to see in the next step that a person can read Kriya Shema all the way till sunrise. Even though it's not nighttime anymore, it's still the time that people are lying down. But here, the Chachamim were mafkia the mitzvah, and a person would read Kriya Shema after Almud HaShachar, he would not be yotze the mitzvah at all. After Chatzos is a machlokes rishonim, whether they were mafkia the mitzvah, we pass, and they were not mafkia the mitzvah, and therefore b'diyam, a person would read Shema. After Almud HaShachar, the person would not fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema if he reads it after Almud HaShachar, Alas HaShachar, but in the case of an oinus, they allowed the person to read Kriya Shema after Alas HaShachar until Netzach Hama. So those are four times we have in this halacha. The Shvita Mekdimah tells me in the beginning of the night, then I should wait until if I can't do that for whatever reason, so I should read before Chatzos, because according to Menorah Shalom, I have a chiyuv to read before Chatzos. If I did not do so, I can read after Chatzos until Alas HaShachar. In the case of an oinus, the person can read after Alas HaShachar until Netzach Hama. Have a good day.